Amen. Amen, church. Yeah, it's high time we hear the word of God. And I'm welcoming our mother, Professor Muteho, to move forward as she shares the word of the Lord with us. Welcome, Mama.
Good morning, everyone. We are glad that we are here by God's grace. I also want to proclaim you this morning the victory that we won in Jesus Christ. Are you happy to welcome that victory? We are more than victorious as Christians. Let us pray. Lord, we come to you. We humble your face because we need your presence here. Speak through us. Help us to understand your word, that it may change us and make us stronger and powerful in the victory that you won for us. In the name of Jesus, we pray, amen. Let us read the word of God in the book of Matthew, the gospel according to Matthew, chapter 14, verse 22 to 33. I'll read in the name of Jesus. Immediately after this, Jesus insisted that his disciples get back into the boat and cross to the other side of the lake while he sent the people home. After sending them home, he went up into the hills by himself to pray. Night fell while he was there alone. Meanwhile, the disciples were in trouble far away from the land, for a strong wind had risen, and they were fighting heavy waves. About 3 o'clock in the morning, Jesus came towards them, walking in the water. When the disciples saw him walking on the water, they were terrified. In their fear, they cried out, "It's a ghost." But Jesus spoke to them at once. "Don't be afraid," he said. "Take courage, and I'm here." Then Peter called to him, "Lord, if it is really you, tell me to come to you walking on the water." "Yes, come," Jesus said. So Peter went over the side of the boat and walked on the water towards Jesus. But when he saw the strong wind and the waves, he was terrified and began to sing. "Save me, Lord," he shouted. As Jesus immediately reached out and grabbed him, "You have so little faith," Jesus said. "Why did you doubt me?" This is Jesus' word. This morning, we are going to talk about the victory. You know, the Christians claim to be victorious in Jesus Christ. We are victorious in Jesus Christ. This is the reason why I start announcing this victory through Jesus Christ. And the main theme we are pursuing these days is the Christian's victory over evil. The Christian's victory over evil. But today we're going to focus on this particular topic. In Christ, we walk in victory towards victory. In Christ, we walk in victory towards victory. From victory to victory. This is the life of a Christian. When we hear about victory, we wonder if we were victorious, meaning sin doesn't exist anymore. A victorious life, the victory in Christ, is a life where sin has been overcome. And that is the announcement this morning. The sin has been overcome, but not by ourselves, but by God through Jesus Christ. If you are in Jesus Christ, you have to work. You have to be ensured that you have the victory. The victory over sin and the victory over death, because we will have eternal life. Death has no more power on us. But most of the time, most of Christians still work as if they don't have victory. The opposite of victorious life is defeated life. You know, we cannot talk about victory when there is no battle. God, to win our victory, there was a battle. He fought against sin. He gave us the justice through Jesus Christ. It was not an easy work, because Jesus came from heaven to come as a human being to battle against sin, and he got justice. And from that justice, now we can claim our justice when we believe in Jesus Christ. So we should not work like defeated people. We have to work like victorious people against over sin and over death. Although we are limited on this earth, but we will have eternal life. This is the victory that God won for us on the cross through Jesus Christ. But our theme is saying, in Christ we work in victory, meaning as Christians we will work like victorious people. But towards victory, towards, it shows a progress. It's a continuous victory. We have to live in a continuous victory. When we say that, does it mean that when we are in victory in Christ, sin doesn't exist anymore? It is still existing. But if we are not in Christ, it will defeat us, and we work as if we are defeated people. Sin is still existing. A victorious life, a life in victory, doesn't mean that suffering doesn't exist anymore. Because there are some elements which can prevent us from experiencing the victory that God wanted for us. There are some elements. Sin is still existing, but we work towards victory, and we are victorious in a daily life. Suffering is still existing. Saying that we work in victory, it does mean that the sufferings which can prevent us from experiencing this victory that do not exist. Sufferings are still existing. And most of the time, when we suffer, we might have the feeling that our life is a life of defeated people, and we lose hope. Sufferings can be also diseases. The disease can give us the feeling, if we are not careful, we do not work in Jesus Christ, we will feel that we are down and nothing can change. We are discouraged and we wonder, where is the victory they talk about? Remember, when they talk about victory, meaning there has been a battle, there has been a hard work. I just consider the athletes, those people who compete to have the golden medal. They just exercise, they just work, they just do many, many exercising. Sometimes tiring exercising, because they are longing for that victory and they get it. But when they get it, it's not for granted that they got it. They have battled against all which can hamper them from receiving that golden medal. This is the same for the Christian life. We work towards victory, although we have won the victory through Jesus Christ, but our life is still having some impediments, some obstacles, which can prevent us from feeling that we are victorious in Christ. Some of them can be diseases, some others can be hardship of life, And then we feel that, no, it's not a victorious life. When sin is there, a victorious life doesn't mean that sin is no longer there, but it is a life in which sin has been overcome and sin will always be overcome. A victorious life means that hardship is there, but it is a life where we recognize that we are not alone in this battle. The Lord is with us, and when we fix our eyes to the Lord, we will win this hardship and we will feel more victorious. Even death, people can still think that victorious life doesn't experience death. We can physically die, but a life of victory is a life in which we take even positively this death and we believe that we have eternal life, so death has no more power on us. Death is already overcome. Although we can have an end on this earth, we have eternal life. So death has no power on us. The problem is that you feel defeated if you don't know that in your struggle, in your sufferings, the Lord is there. You are not alone. And if you fix your eyes on the Lord, you put it on the Lord and he will overcome for you. That is the victory we have as Christians. Coming back to this text, which clarifies what we're talking about, here we have Jesus who just finished feeding more than 5,000 people. And then he sent the disciples to cross on the other side of the lake. But he didn't travel with them at that moment. Instead of traveling with them, he went on the hill to pray. Late, maybe in the morning, Jesus came. He met the disciples who were struggling with the wind, the waves. They were in trouble. They were desperate because they didn't know that the winds and waves can be overcome. It was a terrifying moment. But Jesus came at that very moment. He just came. Unfortunately, adding of the sufferings, he came, they saw him like a ghost. I don't know what represents the ghost in their mind as well. We grew, we were afraid. Until now, we are afraid of ghosts, but we never saw a ghost. But they thought that one walking on the water must be a ghost. This is again another trouble in their life. Here is the wind and the waves. There is a ghost coming. What will we do? What will happen? They are desperate, defeated, as if they are defeated. But Jesus came and he just said, "It's me. Don't be afraid. I'm here. The Lord is there." When Peter, who is struggling against waves, the wind, heard that, he seems to regain consciousness. He just put him in a test. "Lord, if it is you, please let me walk on the water like you." He knew that the Lord is the only one who can overcome this kind of trouble. "Let me walk. Then if I walk on the water like you, I will be sure that it is you really, and I will no longer be afraid." Jesus said, "Yes, come. And he did. When he was still fixing his eyes on the Lord, confidence in the Lord, he just walked also on the water. This is not a humanly thing where somebody can walk on the water without any, unless you swim, but he was walking on the water when he still has confidence and trust that since the Lord is with me, I will not be drowned. It's true. But soon, you see, Peter knew Jesus. He has asked that, if it is you, let me walk on the water. He did. He should trust only. Unfortunately, at a moment when he looked, he diverted his eyes from the Lord, and he looked at the wind, thinking that the wind and the waves are more powerful than what he was experiencing. Immediately, he started singing, drowning. Good for Peter. I love this Peter always. He can recall what is the Lord. For him, he said, he remember. And then he turned back to the Lord. He said, Lord, save me, save me. I'm singing. I'm drowning. Then the Lord came immediately and grabbed his hand, and then he rescued him. What do we learn from this? For me, when I was reading this text, I found out that our life of victory in Jesus is a life in which we cannot work alone without Jesus. Without Jesus, we will feel always defeated. Sin will come and will overcome us. The enemy doesn't sleep. He knows that we have the victory. We have won the victory. But still, he wants to prove us that it is not a genuine victory. He can still try whether we doubt the victory we have. And once we doubt the victory we had in Jesus, we divert our eyes from the Lord, and we think that our battle we will fight alone. We cannot fight this alone in our daily life. We need always to put trust in the Lord so that we can be able to experience our victory. We are proud having that victory by grace, but we still have to work in victory like victorious children. I remember when somebody won the medal, golden, I can imagine how he can work powerfully, knowing that he already mastered everything. Yes, we can do, but in Jesus. That is what Philippians 4:13 said, I can do everything in the one who gave me strength. The strength cannot come from us. We are weak. We are weak enough not to feel always overcoming, but we can overcome when we trust in the Lord, we obey in the Lord. In the name of Jesus, we can feel more powerful, even if the trouble will come, when we believe that we are not alone. I'm telling you the truth. You will feel more powerful when you feel that Jesus is beside you. The battle is not the battle for you alone. Jesus is always with you. He promised that I will always be with you. And that's what we should know. I remember, I'm sorry to share this sad experience. When my husband just left me, I say he left me because I know where he's going and that we are all going there. He died. And then sometimes I feel fear in the room. I didn't even want to stay in the apartment where we were staying. I moved from that apartment to another house. And then when at night, I could not turn off the light because I am afraid. Fear is something which can prevent us from experiencing the victory we have in Jesus. I am afraid. And at a moment, I just said, by the way, why do I have to wonder? And I know that God is here. The Lord is here. Jesus cannot abandon me. He's here. And then I start overcoming that fear, and then I can start turning off my light. I can even sing alone, knowing that the Lord is with me there and to give me power, not to be defeated by the fear, but to be ensured that my God is there. That is the life, the victory we have. Maybe Satan, who could continue trying to instill fear in my heart, He feels ashamed when he sees that I can no longer fear because I know that God, Jesus, is beside me. And this is the victory we have. On the daily basis, we have victory. We can win. But if you have victory on the sin, sin is there. Is it more powerful than the word of God? Is it more powerful than Jesus who won it for us? Let us talk about a small secret for overcoming sin. The text, the Bible tells us that if we read regularly the word of God, we will know the promise of God, we will feel closer to the Lord, and we will feel the Lord beside us and will no longer tremble in front of sin. That's what Jesus said. He was tempted by Satan, but he was winning the victory only through the word of God. God has, in his word, he gives us a lot of promise. He ensures us about his presence, omnipresence. But if we don't read the word of God, we will feel defeated. We will tremble, we will shake in front of a small sin, and we yield on the sin, thinking that it is more powerful, the word of God on the Lord, and that's the time we feel defeated, and we live miserably, as if we are not victorious. Let us continue reading the word of God. It will strengthen us to know, to make sure that we are not alone, but the Lord is there. We can also keep praying. It's another secret to live a victorious, to work towards victory in our daily life. Praying. When we pray for the problem which can trouble us. And when the problems trouble us, overwhelm us, we might have the feeling that we are weak, nothing else to do, we lose hope. But with the word of God and the prayer, we will feel that this is not our battle. It is yours. Diseases, the same thing. We can have diseases, terrifying diseases. But when we pray, and we make sure that the Lord in whom we believe is more powerful than this disease, we will feel victorious and will not shrink and go down as if we don't have hope. I just consider here the example of Job in the Bible. Who experienced this? It can be an inspiration for us. Job trusts in the Lord. He had the fear of the Lord, but at once he was rich. At once Satan came to trouble him. In one day, all his properties were destroyed. Another day, all his children died at once. Another day, his body was affected by the disease physically. Terrible, suffering. But he remembered that I came naked and I will go naked. He trusts only in the Lord because he knew that the Lord is the most powerful to do everything, even to restore everything. He said, I'm in the hands of my God. Only that. Because of this trust, Job was restored. God proved him his presence. He got restored. He got healed. And he gave him more properties than he had before, even more children than he had before. And again, beautiful and handsome children than those he had before. God is our victory. Joseph himself, he was in a foreign country. But because he knew that he was not there alone, he trusts in the Lord. He was able to be promoted, although they want to create trouble to him by lies. He overcome lies through the power of the Lord. He got the strength to survive, even to overcome the sin in which they wanted to involve him. So by the end, sisters and brothers, let us not shake. Let us not feel defeated. We have the Lord who is always with us, who will never forsake us. Let us continue trusting in him. Don't doubt the presence of the Lord in your life. If you doubt, you are down. The Lord will fight this battle with us. And this is the message this morning. If you are not yet having this victory, you didn't have yet this victory, please, my brother, my sister, let me remind you that believe in Jesus Christ, obey the word of God, you will be victorious and more victorious in your life. This is God's word.
Thank you, Professor, our Mother Muteo, for the word of God.